It's now over a month old, the second federal order involving milk testing for a strain of the H5N1 HPAI virus in dairy cattle. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today, with an update on the national milk testing strategy from Alex Turner of USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, which includes 28 states enrolled since early January, consisting of nearly 65% of the nation's milk production.
States that are working through different ways to utilize the testing infrastructure that exists, as well as build some of the testing infrastructure if that doesn't exist within their state, and kind of do the surveillance testing to give us a national idea of where this virus is, where it isn't, and kind of where we're at.
Currently, three tranches of states have been announced for the NMTS based on their level of testing. The strategy also involves five stages, reflecting a state's testing activity and the presence of H5N1 in their state.
The HPAI response in livestock really began when we first realized that's what was causing some symptoms in dairy cattle. That outbreak was with a specific strain of HPAI. So the first step that the USDA APHIS took was to issue a federal order that required mandatory testing of lactating dairy cattle before they moved interstate so that we could reduce the spread and limit the states that this got moved to via cattle that are on trucks and moving through normal dairy business movements.
A serious Idaho problem being addressed seriously. I'm David Sparks, producing this report in association with the Ag Information Network.